We're holding an Orcha Sadikim in Shara Simcha still, and we were just discussing yesterday how Simcha is very, very closely connected to Bitachon. So I think we are up to the paragraph. Ach HaDerech. Yeah, Ach HaDerech SheYismach HaAdam B'Chalka. The derech that a person will be Sameach B'Chalka, which we discussed yesterday, doesn't just mean monetarily. A person sameach b'chalka with whatever HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives him in life. Sheyikabel b'simcha hara kimo atov, that a person will accept b'simcha that which is bad the same way he accepts that which is good, which is not an easy thing to do. You know, obviously it's natural that when something that seems good happens, you're in a better mood, and when something that seems bad happens, you're in a worse mood. The ideal Baal Bitachon is that no matter what happens, it was good, because kol ma'adav rachman al-tabad. So if someone is a perfect Baal Bitachon, no matter what happens in life, no matter how things go for him that day, it was always good. It's not always easy to do that. You know, they say that the Chovas Al-Vava says also that you're not supposed to like be too affected by what people say about you. If someone compliments you, or you know, you come to speak in a camp and they introduce you and they give like this glowing, you shouldn't be saying, "Yeah, that's me, that's right." You know, you shouldn't be feeling like, or if you know, say you get an angry email from someone, "You terrible rabbis, you know, you're not letting me have my bagel on Tisha B'Av or whatever." Should you say, "Oh man, I really am a terrible person for not letting that lady have her bagel and tissue." You know, like, should a person really... no, you're not supposed to be affected so much by that. You do what you have to do, and you shouldn't be too deeply affected by what other people say. You also shouldn't be too deeply affected by what happens in your life. There's a beautiful piece in... I mentioned it in the second volume of my Sefer, which eventually will come out, hopefully, that there's a beautiful tshuva from Rabbi Binyamin Zilber. The topic was... I think the topic was about the hand dryers, you know, from Netilas Yadayim. I think he's that was Nidbaru. Binyamin Zilber was a Talmud of the Chazanish, and he was known as Binyamin Atzadik. Because Chazanish always called him Binyamin Atzadik. So the Shoel in the Tshuva said, "Dear, you know, Chvod Marinra," and the Shoel wrote, you know, you give titles when you write a letter like that. So the Shoel wrote, "Asher Nikra Mipia Chazanish." Binyamin HaTzadik, the one who was called by the Chazanish, Binyamin HaTzadik. So Binyamin Zilber writes back in the Tshuva, he says, I can't be silent to that, because you know that people say a lot of things in the name of the Chazanish that he couldn't have possibly ever said, and I assume this is Bechlal that, this is one of those things that he never could have possibly ever said, so he shouldn't say such things about the Chazanish. But he says, I'm not a person who's on the Madrego where I'm not affected by what people say about me, in one way or the other, but this is just Stam Sheker. He had to make a machal that he's not on, as he's proving that he's on the Madrega, you know, he's saying, "I'm not on the Madrega." So it's a very beautiful line in the Tshuva. But okay, so a person should be mekabel b'simcha hara kamo atov. Now this is a path that divides into like four branches. Ha'achas tzarech bitachon gadol be'elokim. Person needs great bitachon in Hashem. Hashnia ha'emuna. Person needs emuna as well. Difference between emuna and bitachon, he's going to elaborate on a little bit. Hashlishis ha'seichel. Haravius ha'histapchus. Seichel, intellect. And histapkus, a sense of being satisfied with less than people may generally be interested in having. So Amar Achacham, Kol Adam Tzarech Gedor V'Sad V'Semech Kedei She'Yiskaymu Ma'asav HaTovim. A person needs a little bit of help and a little bit of of gedarim in order to have his good deeds, have that which he does last, make sure that it has a lasting impact. Umahu Hageder Zewa Bitachon. The way to make sure you have a lasting impact is Bitachon. Shaboteach Tamid Belukim Yisparech. That you always have trust in HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Kama Shenemar Hashleich Al Hashem Yahavcha V'Hu Yichalka Lecha. You leave it up to God. He'll take care of you. He'll make sure that things happen. Which is an interesting, very important point, actually. Because a lot of times people don't do for fear of failure. Right? They can't see how, if I do this, how is it going to lead to the goal that I need to accomplish. And very often, you jump in, you do something, and you'll see siyata d'shamaya will come along if what you're doing is l'shem shamayim and what you're doing is something that needs to be done. So even though I can't quite cheshbon, you know how many yeshivas were opened up where people couldn't quite cheshbon how the yeshiva could possibly survive? Where are the talmidim going to come from? Where is, you know, where, how are we going to pay the bills? How are we going to pay the teacher? And somehow, a certain amount of siyata d'shamaya comes into play. I remember before I started my shul, I was talking to a lot of different friends about etzas and thoughts. Friends who were rabbanim and friends who were not rabbanim, just to get etzah from different people. I remember I was talking to my friend Charlie Harari. So Charlie said, before he became a guru that dispenses good advice to hundreds of thousands of people, I don't want to sell him short. I don't know how many copies of the book sold, but before he became that, he was just a guy. He was just like my friend. So back in the day. So he said that he had a couple of bits of advice. One of them, the one that's relevant to us right now, is that they were both very good. He said, when you have an idea, run with it. And he said, you know what? Out of your 10 ideas, 8 of them might flop, but those two, they're going to make the difference. They're going to be great. And it's so right. How many times I've run something in the shul, some extra learning, some of this, who's going to come? Who's going to want it? And you know what? Sometimes no one comes and no one wants it. But sometimes, wow, when you really catch lightning in a bottle, when you have that like second night of Shavuos night seder that goes past midnight and the room is packed and there's a cult Torah, like who's going to come? No one's going to come. But it came and people got, and it happened. And like, you never know. You tell people, oh, let's make a, 10,000 brachos, l'zecher nishmas, and all of a sudden you have a 4-year-old who can't read Hebrew who memorized hamapil, l'zecher nishmas somebody, and you have an 80-something-year-old who's now committed to say Asher Yatz are better, because you never know. You just go with it, and sometimes it works. Yeah, HaKadosh Baruch Hu will determine which of your ideas are gonna catch and which ones aren't gonna catch. You have to have a certain sense of bitachon. Umau gedra bitachon. I didn't give you the list of the other 8, right? The things that failed, but okay. What leads a person to a sense of bitachon HaKadosh Baruch Hu? Emunah. That's emunah. Umitok shemamin bavore. If you believe in Hashem, shekol atzlachaso bol mazer bol maba, hakol humi menu vein acher zulaso. That whatever success and failure you have in this world is purely from Him. You'll come to love Him because you see that He is everything. Everything that happens in your life is a direct result of His ratzon. And ava doesn't always necessarily come from good times. Ava very often comes from bad times, but it comes from shared times. That when people are experiencing extreme emotions one way or the other, I mean, I can tell you some of the people that I'm very, very close with, that closeness came because I was there when their father was dying, or when they're, terrible, terrible times, terrible things that they were going through. But it comes from, very poignant, emotional things where there's shared experience. So if you realize that HaKadosh Baruch Hu shares in everything, not just shares, but provides everything, it will create a sense of Ava. It will create like this Kesher Shel Kayama between us and HaKadosh Baruch Hu. But that takes a certain amount of emunah, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that everything's from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Like Rabbi Finkelman was saying last night, when you get into the car accident, it's very easy to come out of the car screaming and cursing, how could you do that? But who are you cursing at? That's not the other person isn't the reason he got into a car accident. It's because the Ribbono Shel Olam determined that was what was going to happen. And a Baal Bitachon, that's why, doesn't take everything out on other people, because it's not because of the other people. By the way, I asked him this morning if he's mochel about people standing up. He said, "Of course I'm mochel. I think it's so uncomfortable every time I walk in." So he's 100% mochel. Okay. Yeah, so that's part of being a Baal B'tachon. Umau geder emunah, and what exactly is emunah? Is it that maybe other day emunah shlema? What brings a person to emunah shlema? Zeh adam sheinu yarei mishum davara elishi kabel kol habaal of the simcha. You're not afraid of bad, because whatever happens is going to happen, and that's what Hashem wants. V'zeh doma le'evet shemakir adonav shunadi v'rachman l'mashalim losi ritzonu shluchus oschar gadol. Let's say you have an Eved, works for a master, he knows the master is the most benevolent, the kindest, the most gracious. Uba'ad sheyach b'dal mesharsav avoda kasha, who made them tovus gedolos and megadol menasam. And when he gives his employees, his avadim, a challenging task, difficult work, he rewards them in abundance for whatever work they do. They become his closest advisors. They become the people that eat at the king's table. They fly in Air Force One. He appoints them as in cabinet positions and whatever. If you know that about your master, if you know that about your boss, you'll leave everything aside. You'll be happy to work for him. You'll be happy to do whatever he wants. Meaning, what's the difference between the guy who's working late at night in the office and is happy to be doing what he's doing and loves his job versus the guy who's like, oh, I can't believe it, another night is ridiculous. What's wrong with my boss? It's crazy. Very often, it's the relationship with the boss. That if you feel that they're doing this for you, they want the best for you, then a person reacts in a much more positive way. V'afim avodah kasha l'avmod, doesn't have to be easy. Avodah can be very hard. B'zochra atover shachar yeh beglal avodah zos. You'll remember, though, the good that will come because of this. Aval ha'eved haro ha'shadonav mikapeach schar avodah. But if you see that the master's only in it for himself, he's a selfish person, and he doesn't show a karzatov to anybody. These are the ABCs of what they teach in business context when they try to teach how to be a good boss. You have to show a karzatov. You have to not be so self-centered, not make it about you all the time, which is against the sort of the culture. It has to be taught because it's not something that's it's countercultural a little bit. I was just talking to Rabbi Radner before about. Different things in what the Jewish community needs, as if I have any idea, and how to be successful in chinuch and rabbanus and being mashpia. He's just talking to a bunch of different rabbis, so I happen to be the rabbi that was around when he was here. So one of the things I mentioned is there's a big difference between. He was talking about whether a bal gaiva can be successful in klei kodesh. I said more likely with adults than with children. Because kids still understand that it's terrible. They're not going to connect to a bal gaiva. Adults, their whole life is that, their boss is a bal gaiva. That's that's how you advance, is you promote yourself, and that's the whole world that they're living in. It's a better chance for a bal gaiva. So if you're a bal gaiva and you want to make an impact, adult education, not v'yeda b'libo. Sha'adonav kilai v'torcho yoser gadol mischaro ein ze'ev v'torecho adonav kiim b'yitzavon. If you feel that he's trying, he's just trying to make your life miserable, you'll be very upset to work for him. Kenuin yizeh, the same is true with our relation with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Hamam in emunu shlema b'yotzo shum meitiv v'merachim yoser mikol merachim, that he loves you more than anyone loves you. He has rachmanas on you more than anyone has rachmanas on you. V'shuhu dayan emes, and everything he does is fair and just. You can never go to HaKadosh Baruch Hu and say, this isn't fair, because everything he does is fair. V'kol masha osala kolul t'avaso, and everything is for your good. V'litin lo schar gadol kol masha sova l'shma gadol, and whatever you're suffering, that's how much greater your schar is going to be on account of that suffering. V'al kol avoda v'sheir shiyasa l'shem shemayim yitin lo ni'imus gadola b'olam haba hanoyim, and every avoda you do l'shem shemayim, you can't imagine what the olam haba is going to look like. Kinyan shematzina b'nevuchanetzar avor shapasa sholosh p'sios l'kvoda kalis baruch zach l'gdulu kava. The Gemara Sanhedrin says because Nebuchadnezzar takes three steps for the covet of the Ribbono Shalom, he's zochet to gedula and covet and all that he got in olam hazeh. Ukin shematzina be'esav avor shenizam b'kvod aviv zochet l'gdulu b'olam hazeh. Esav, all the honor he got was because of what? A mitzvah, one mitzvah of kibbutz. Who? Vizaro Achrav. And look what Esav is still able to accomplish in this world. Because of what? Because of that one mitzvah. So can you imagine what awaits someone when it comes to Olam Haba? V'chein Rabin, many examples. Right? Eglon, Melech Moab. Right? We take three steps. Rabin, ain't suffik. V'yos adam amin b'kol zeh b'lev shalem Vada yismach v'koldinei Hashem yisbarech. When a person believes this, mamish to his core, doesn't just say it, mamish believes it, ingrains it in his personality, so then he's going to be very happy with all the dinim of Hashem yisbarech. He's not going to be upset that he can't have his bagel on Tisha B'Av. He'll be okay with that. That's going to be perfectly fine. Ki mi lo yismach kishanot lo mimenu prutos nechoshes v'nos lo tmuras on kikar zav. Who wouldn't be happy if someone takes a couple of pennies and says, here, let's do a trade, you know, like with a child that you want to reward. Give me those couple of pennies and you give them like a $20 bill, you know? You give them a $100 bill. Who wouldn't be happy with that trade? That's the trade that we have to keep in mind is really going on. Every time we suffer any sort of indignity, any sort of challenge, that's what's really happening beneath the surface. Okay.